You're about to hear is a paid commercial advertisement. Claims made by the client are entirely their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of K1 Radio.
Well, it is 9:31, and it has been 2, maybe 3 months since I've seen Casey Williams here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you in the same room, still social distancing, and as you can tell, still wearing our masks.
Yeah, we're about a football field apart.
That's right.
Everything's all wiped down and everything.
Thank you so much for taking care of me. I appreciate it, and it's good to see you again. You doing all right?
I'm doing fine. Great. Doing great. How are we doing out there at Green Country Village?
We're doing fantastic. We've just been lucky and blessed and careful.
Very.
And so we, you know, all those things in conjunction, so far as of today, we have not had any trouble with the virus, and our residents are doing well, our employees are doing well, so we're just happy, and we're starting, Oklahoma and Bartlesville has been opening up, but still at Green Country Village and a lot of other senior living places, we're still slowly thinking about rolling out some things. So we still are doing door-to-door deliveries for meals and happy hour and fun stuff. We do doorway devotionals and bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we've added recently is outdoor exercise.
Oh, good,
for
good.
Small groups. So
that sunshine does wonders for a body.
It does. Mm-hmm. And also Dana Brock from Elder Care is able to come out into our backyard and do some exercises with our small groups at a time. And the residents, oh my gosh, it's just been great to see them outside. Mm-hmm. So I know how it is. I need to get out and exercise too. I don't have any excuses. So.
Oh, goodness sakes. Well, you know, the thing is, taking it slow in the village is a very good thing, and it's worked out wonderfully.
Yes.
For everyone involved out there.
You bet. Yeah. You bet. And so we're just kind of looking forward to things. I think last month that we talked, we were getting ready to do a meal giveaway.
Yes.
Partnered with Frank and Lola's.
Yeah.
And we did that. We were able to give away 30 meals to seniors in Bartlesville.
Wow.
And met some new faces and saw some old friends. And it was a lot of fun. We really had a great time. And we thank Frank and Lola's for partnering with us. And it was from all accounts, in my thank you notes, it was delicious. So, so it was really, really nice.
You know, the question I get is, do you still have the ice cream truck out there?
We do still have the ice cream truck. Tuesdays, yesterday, we brought the cart around. It's all decorated. We have our little music on there, like the old truck. So it's still a lot of fun. And now our residents are waiting with their doors open because they know we're coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they've gone to the mailbox, they're like, come back. Don't miss me. So they're enjoying that. And our management company, Life Care Services, has had a playbook for us to follow. There's about 150, 160 properties that they manage in senior living.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are seeing how coast to coast, how they're going to be opening up for their residents in different areas.
Oh, I see.
And so that's really given us a great way because each community is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Oklahoma is different than California.
Oh, yeah.
And Texas. And
yes.
So what we are finding is their expertise in how they're handling different communities. They're guiding us on how we should be opening safely, but as much as we can safely. So that has been super helpful. I think it would be really a challenge to try to decide those things if we were just if we were doing it on our own.
And just one little isolated island, yeah.
Yeah, it is. So it's been nice. So we are hopeful. Our playbook, mm-hmm. they're starting to roll out and give us some dates on when some things can start mm-hmm. opening up internally, which would mean small group activities. Maybe our salon can open soon. Those salons, uh-huh. I haven't gone in about 6 months, and I'm ready to go too. So, we're really hopeful and looking forward to those times, but happy to serve our residents as we are now.
Now, also, folks can check in on Mom and Dad easily. Phone call always works. But I understand the computer is starting to become popular.
Very popular. So we have a resident services team that has been helping with Zoom calls.
Zoom, yeah.
Skype, Facebook chat or whatever it's called, FaceTime. And so for those residents, some of our older residents don't have technology. So we have iPads that we sterilize and utilize with those residents so they can see their people's faces. And they can also visit outside with their loved ones as long as they're 6 feet apart and wearing masks. And so that's been a nice addition.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Now, when we talk about folks who are maybe interested in moving to a Green Country Village, and also maybe they're looking for mom and dad or maybe a friend. You still have options in which to show people around, and you've really kind of upped your technology game haven't
Talk
you?
Talk about learning curve. yeah. So I have learned how to do virtual tours. We have some neat applications for my phone and my iPad that I can utilize that I can show an apartment. And it can be easily emailed. It doesn't take up a lot of space on people's computers and phones. So it's an email. I can text it to them, and they can look at it. Or I can do a FaceTime walk-around tour with anybody that's interested.
Well, that is simply amazing. And, of course, the staycation, you might want to...
It's going to be a while for the staycation, but I can also show you what it looks like. So when things open up and you want to come try it out, you'll already go, oh, okay, I know what, you know, I can visualize it in my mind. So, I welcome your calls. I welcome you to visit our website. We're updating some things. We're going to be putting a new, app on it for people to be able to get the floor plan and drag, quote, furniture around.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
And it'll be really helpful for people that don't live in town or can't come visit us. So some of the things that I'm learning, once we're all open up again, I'm going to continue to use. I mean, that, you know, those virtual tours are going to be great to send to people that are moving closer to their kids that aren't here or to the kids that don't live here, but their parents do. So, so I'm learning a lot of things that I'm going to keep on using. So I'm excited about that. One thing that I'm learning is we will be doing a webinar. A series of three webinars.
Well, there you go.
In July, which I've never done. I've participated. I mean, I've watched them, which they're always helpful and neat. And so I'm going to try my hand at it. And it's a three-part series on kind of moving made easy. We'll have a real estate agent talk about how to begin getting your house ready. We also will have someone that is an organizer, how to start downsizing.
How to start, that's got to be a task.
Yeah. And, well, and how to start, and then how a professional organizer could help you. Because sometimes it's, I don't want to go drop the books off at the library to donate. It's too overwhelming. I can put them in boxes, but then I need somebody to help me take them. Or an auction or a real estate, an estate sale. So this organizer will really walk us through how to do that.
Oh my, yeah.
And then we have Lori Roll from Phoenix Insurance. She has done this program, What to Do with Grandma's Yellow Plate. And really what it is how to walk through how you negotiate who gets what in a loving manner. Sometimes if it's not spelled out.
That can be a problem.
Yeah, family dynamics can get a little dicey. And so she's really going to walk us through, you know, how do you divide up the house or who gets this, the wedding ring or whatever. And so that'll be really helpful for the emotional part of downsizing. And so I think we're going to have a nice variety of things to offer. So that will be on our website, information regarding that, and on our Facebook page. So just join us.
Keep looking.
Yep, keep looking. And also look, because today is Wacky Wednesday, and it's Western Day, and I'm holding up my cowboy boot. I decided not to wear my hat in because I can't put anything else on my head.
I understand.
And so I've got earrings, a mask, my glasses, so I thought I'd leave the cowboy hat out. But that's been a lot of fun. Our residents and our staff members have been dressing up every Wednesday in different things just to add a little fun.
Oh, that's good. It's good for morale, good for spirit.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, goodness sakes. It sounds like everything's going quite well with the exception of that silly pandemic. And, boy, you guys have really gone the extra mile to make sure that everybody's safe. And commend all of your residents there, too, because, you know, they're doing the job. They're taking care of business and taking this very seriously.
Yes, they are. And I mean, I hate to sound corny, but it takes a village. And all of us... we really have taken it seriously. We have meetings almost every day regarding how we're going to be, you know, maneuvering. Because we have a licensed area in assisted living and memory care, we are required to follow the state guidelines that the governor has set forth.
Yes.
And so those are some of those questions where maybe independent living might get to open up in different ways than assisted living will. It might be a little slower for some things like the salon or something because we really, that is a little more vulnerable population. And
yes.
And it's our responsibility to take care of those people.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And rightfully so. And you've done a great job. And like I said, the residents, they seem to be pitching in. They know what they need to do.
I mean,
not the first time they've been through something.
No, that is true. And I think that has been a lesson for me personally at my age.
I think a lot of folks are learning from them.
Yep. The patience and kindness and understanding, they've seen things. And they've been through difficult times. And so they know that we're trying our very best. And they've just been so wise and lovely. You know, it's just been great. But you're right. They have been through some things.
They've seen a few.
Yeah, they really have. And so, but I know they're also kind of getting ready to do some, they're ready to kind of get out. I do know that the governor still has the executive order that people 65 years of age and older should still kind of be safer at home. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're encouraging our residents as well.
Mm-hmm. And they're just doing great.
Doing great.
If anybody has any questions, your website's very informative.
Yes, it is. It has a lot of information about our community, how you can get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. Any upcoming, again, my webinars and Facebook Live information will be there. You can schedule a virtual tour as well. So visit www.greencountryvillage.com. You can call me at 918-335-2086. Like us on Facebook. You can message me there. There's a lot of ways you can get a hold of me.
Oh, yeah, indeed, indeed, indeed. And you can learn a lot just by having a simple conversation. And if that conversation leads to a virtual tour, you know, more the merrier.
That's right. That's right. So if you have any questions or you want a virtual tour, just give me a shout.
All right. Very good. Casey, it's great to see you.
Good to see you,
Wacky
too.
Wednesday, and you showed up.
And I showed up on a Wacky Wednesday.
Wonderful. All righty. Thank you very much. We've got more coming up with One-on-One with the Professionals right here on K1.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.